And it's going to be at least, what, another 200 days? Because the playoffs aren't until January, right? Around there, it's going to be 12,000 or 10,200 days. Whatever.
What are the odds makers saying on the Lions? Because it's been, as you heard in the update right there, 10,000 days since the Lions last won a playoff game. Odds that we go another 10,000 days.
Oh, come on.
Before the Lions win a playoff
game. No, that would be
248-539.
What is that? 25 years? No, it won't be that long, will it? You know what, though? All the numbers. Aren't you sick of all these? Because it's been, you know, 1,418 days since a Detroit team won a playoff game. It's been 10,000.
It's been 7,000 days since Michigan won a Big Ten championship. Yeah.
It's been 142 million days since they beat Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
All these numbers, they all mush together. They are incapable of startling me anymore.
Yeah, but it's all
10,000 days, whatever.
Isn't it encouraging, though? Because
can't go on forever.
Yeah, you look at it and you go, okay, well, this has to turn around at some point, doesn't it? Like, it's not just going to get worse forever.
No. Let me tell you this. For all the teams, it is going to turn around at some point. It is.
When?
It's going to take you a little while. As someone who has been here during many of the lean years with the Tigers and the Lions and the Red Wings even.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my. It'll turn around. Don't you worry. And the Tigers certainly have shown signs of progress. They led 2-0 in the ninth inning today. I don't think they've led 2-0 in the ninth inning in quite a while. Okay. There's some progress.
It actually had been a long time since Shane Green was in a safe situation.
Hello.
When, like, what, the first 15 games, it seemed like Shane Green was saving a game every other day. Like, every other game he was out there just racking up save after save after save.
They were winning, yeah.
Yeah, so the Tigers lose, as Jeff Lesson actually eloquently put. So the Tigers lost today. 5-2 ultimately ended up being your final as the star-studded Miami Marlins come to town and sweep the Tigers right out of Comerica Park. And you said Shane Green blew his first save. Let's be fair.
Let's not.
A couple of defensive miscues there. The game should have been over on a double play. Unfortunately, little Ronnie Rodriguez with a little great hands.
Why does has anybody noticed? I look closely. If you zoomed in on the Fox Sports Detroit broadcast, Ronnie Rodriguez, I did not realize this, has meat hooks as hands. People didn't even notice that. I don't think he doesn't actually have hands,
which is funny.
They're
too
meat hooks
because that was Eric Ebron's biggest problem when he was here in Detroit.
Right.
Yeah, with the Lions. Yeah,
like Ronnie Scissors hands, right? Okay, I'm not, but that was pretty bad.
It was tough.
Major league team can't give a team five outs of the ninth inning.
See, but you're one of those, like we were talking about this before the show, like, do we go down the pathway of the Tigers? I don't know that we should. And we got a hard sell from the show before us that, hey, you know what? People are hot. There's some passion about this Tigers team.
Oh, but we got some topics, too, later in the show. We got a Lions topic to titillate you. We've got unfortunately, a very sad dead dog story.
Kind of a sick story, really.
A sick story.
Yeah.
That won't titillate you, but it might inspire you. I don't know.
Irritate you.
That too.
Anger you.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But we also do have some Tiger stuff to figure out in a different kind of way.
And you have what I think is an interesting way of doing it. And as you said, you know, the old Jamie and Wojo show, you guys used to do this
political
from
parties.
Time to time. Yeah, we need to separate ourselves here, okay?
Right. This is how it works, okay? Like, back in the day, we had political parties when Miggy and Trout were going head-to-head for the MVP, and were you in the Migwig party or the Trouthead party? And
I was always one of those losers that just said, Miggy's the best. Who's this Trout guy? Cares about
I
him.
I did too, but we're just based on that season. And Miggy did win the MVP that season. And the idea of political parties is no compromise whatsoever, ever. But no, is
always find things that defend your party and not the other one. If there is something, just lie about
it. You have to separate the two. And even though you don't 100% agree with every element of your political party, generally speaking, on this issue, you lean this way.
You got to back it. Yeah.
That's why you can't say, well, I have that. Well, no. Which party, if you're picking your party, would you be in? And here are the two Tigers parties, right? Tigers, you're in the pissed party. That's it. Oof. I know it was going to be a rebuild, but 10 game homestand, no wins. That's it. I'm pissed. or are you still in the patient party? I'm concerned, but if I really was leaning one way, I've set aside a year or two to just be annoyed by them. So I've set that aside. I'm in the patient party. Or I'll give you a third party, an independent party.
Oh.
Are you in the
Bernie Sanders party?
Pity party. Wait.
The pity party?
The pity party.
Where you're just feeling bad.
Where you just
all
feel
around.
Sorry for them. Like you just like like, you know, I'm not pissed. I watched the game. Like I saw some Tiger fans on Twitter responding. One of my said when they hit the Grand Slam, Seattle Miami did in the ninth inning. I just laughed. I'm a Tiger fan and I just laughed. Like what else can you do? So we're going to give you that independent party as a third one. Okay, pissed party. You're just I'm not dealing with this. I'm not putting up with this. Just because we said rebuild doesn't
it's
mean you
ridiculous.
Can totally suck,
yeah.
Right? Then you've got the patient party. Hey, I'm decided to check out for a year or two, and I'll check back in. You know, let me know when it's time. And then the third one is the pity party. You just watch, and you just shake your head, and you go, you know what? I can't get pissed. I can't say I'm patient, but it's, you know, I have... feel some pity for them.
Okay, the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. You got to pick your party right now, okay? And there's no, you know, bouncing around.
But
you're
I
not
gave you
be...
a third option, an independent
yes.
option.
But you can't be, it's only those three. You can't
yeah,
be,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't be like a frog. You're on one lily pad and you're going to jump to the next lily pad. And I'm going to go back to the other one. No, 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 no.
No,
you
no.
got to pick right here, right now. And, you know, you might expect me to come out. And the brief fire, you know, be all. What is?
I know which party
what is this
you're
defense
in
a, doing.
No, I know which party you're in already. You're so transparent.
I'm in the patient party.
Whoa, you're not transparent.
I am. I and it's not to say that it isn't embarrassing. It's not to say that Ron Gardenhire gets a free pass. I think he's got the easiest job in the world because there's no expectations. Nobody really cares. But I'm patient from the standpoint of we knew. That after the Tigers went for it and continued to go for it, and Mike Ilitch, you know, rest in peace. He was a phenomenal owner and kept trying to, you know, go for championships. We knew that in pausing what was going to be an inevitable rebuild,
mm-hmm.
if I can speak properly,
yeah.
we knew this was going to happen. Like, we
right.
knew that it was going to get embarrassing and pathetic. And
I mean,
it was.
If I wanted to be a jerk, I could sit here and cross my arms and say, this is what you people have been begging for, right? Well, Woj was holding on saying, I'd keep trying because it's going to be so awful and so painful. And no, start it now. I took you as far as I could, and I finally acquiesced, and this is what you get.
I want to see if some of these young starting pitchers end up being legitimate, you know, every fifth day starters in Major League Baseball. I want to see, of the guys who are in the minors right now that Alavila did acquire, I want to see if Daz Cameron can become, you know, a player. And in baseball, more so than any other sport, Woj, it takes time.
Of course.
It takes patience.
More
you
than
have to
any,
have
you're right.
2,000, 2,500 at-bats at the minor league level before you even know what you are as a hitter.